That's right, folks. I'm walking and talking, and it's a very nice day today. The temperature probably right now is around 60 degrees. A little windy. You might hear some wind in my phone. Nothing I can do about it. But we'll do the best we can anyway. Got a lot of things to talk about. It's overcast, so the sun is not in my eyes. And it makes for a good video when it's like this. Okay, let's get into some topics. First of all, I got to give you the cow report. Now, this is very critical, folks. There's not many people that do walks and talks that give you the cow report and whatever other creatures are running around report too. And so I'm coming up to the big piece of land that has the cows, 45 acres. That's what that land is. And yeah, on the left side of the field. And as I'm coming up to the house next door to me, that has a big field next to me here too, the cows are down in the bottom of the hill. So let me show you the cows here from this direction. There they are. And they're in the back too, on the left, way back there. I don't know if you probably can't see them with the camera, but there they are looking at me. And they're having a good time eating. And there's some horses out there. In front of me are the cows on the left. So, me on the right. So I'll be talking and showing you them. I can see the cow up the top of the hill eating from the big bale of hay that he cuts from his grass. And then they have a guy who comes in and rolls it all up. They make these big, huge balls or whatever they're called. And then they just throw it out for the cows. And the cows eat it. But they still eat the grass. So here's the cows coming up over here. There's the cow, two cows up there on the hill. That's kind of like a picturesque setting with that big tree and the cows underneath it. And the other tree there. And here's the two cows here. There's Caffy Cow. Remember little Caffy Cow? Well, Caffy Cow's getting bigger. And that's what happens. And there's the other cow there. But that's the cow report. So, we can move on. First of all, I got to say something here about my BitChute channel. You know, I try to get back to everybody on my BitChute channel as best I can with comments. BitChute has stopped me from commenting. And Diane, too. So, she's going to be looking into that today. So, don't think I'm avoiding you. It's just, you know, I'm trying to comment. And I don't know why. You know, on my computers, on my little tab thing, I can't comment. I have no idea why. It's my channel. I'm the one that runs it. Everybody else can comment. But I can't comment. So, here's the deal. If you have to get in touch with me or you want to say something, if you, you know, want to have me to respond to you about something, get in touch with me with my email, mrtapman@gmail.com, mrtapman@gmail.com. I just don't understand, you know, this BitChute channels. It's really kind of quirky. And, you know, some things work, sometimes they don't work, this or that, you know. But I try my best. I mean, it really aggravates because I try so hard to get back to people and reply to people. And I really want to say something about something they say. I had one fellow, this Viking fellow. I think he's a Palestinian type guy or supports Palestinians. And I actually had to block him because, you know, he got upset with me because me and fake Nukes Phil, we're talking about Gaza, saying a lot of fake things are going on there. And he started kind of like he was like mad, okay? And then he was saying that I support the Israelis. I support the Israelis. He kept putting it up three times. And look at folks, when you do stuff like that, that's spamming. Block-a-rooney, that's what happens. I don't take spams. And I don't let people lie about me to say that I support the Israelis. Really? just the opposite. I support the Palestinians, but he got mad because we were saying a lot of things, you know, about the Palestinians over there were fake and this and that. Look at, there's some things going on over there that are just kind of strange. And all the stuff I've seen so far, now remember, I don't go looking for any of this stuff. People send me links to this and that. So, and I'll take a look at the pictures or whatever. All the pictures I've seen are very suspicious. Makes no sense. And you can go to Fake Nukes Phil's channel. He has all that stuff. Okay, go to his channel, you know, and see what is going on there. Because he gets into all the specifics and shows you all the stupid little things that are going on. There's something really not right about what's going on there. What they're presenting. There's a lot of things that are weird. Let me just mention this. I watched a really good interview with the fakeologist who was actually on my BitChute channel, and he's from Canada, and Phil, and I put it up. I thought that was a very enjoyable interview. He does a great job, very, very nice way, man about him, and him and Phil had a great interview. So I hope you guys listen to it, because, you know, you'll see where we're coming from. And a lot of people are really getting mad at Phil. At me, I guess, too. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Phil kind of enlightened me to things. Now, I'm not saying that nobody died here or nobody died there. That's not the issue. The issue is, can you prove what you say? I mean, really prove it. And that's what Phil does. And then the people say, well, how do you prove, you know, if someone, they say died, some movie star died, how do you know they died? Well, you don't, okay? So you're taking it on faith that they died. But when it comes to stuff like that, usually if they die, they put it in the paper or it gets on the news. You know what I'm saying? But they could fake it too. I'm not saying they can't. That's all Phil and I are saying, particularly Phil, is don't trust everything you see and hear. And I don't. Anything that comes off the mainstream media, I don't buy it. I just listen to it. And if I have enough time, I will talk about it. So that's what I do about that situation there. Okay, so anyway, that was a really good interview. You know what I like about, you know, what I've been doing, and then I get to meet a lot of other people who are doing the same type of things. It's really nice to see we're not alone, and that's what's good about it. And like with my BitChute channel, you know, I've got a good amount of followers. You know, nothing compared to something that would be on YouTube. But you have to understand, the quality of the people on BitChute, to a degree now, I mean, they're a lot more thinking. They think more than YouTube people, all right? Now, of course, there are people on my BitChute channel that, you know, say things and, you know, whatever. I let them say it. Well, wait a minute, folks. This is a very important break here because we got Smiley Dog. And Smiley Dog is on my BitChute channel. Hi, Smiley Dog. And how are you this morning? You're nice and clean. Your feet are dirty, but you're nice and clean. And you seem like you're in a good mood. Are we going to walk? Yeah, we're going to walk, and you're going to not knock me over. Okay, so let's go walking. No, you're jumping. I don't like you jumping. Okay, let's walk. Walk over here. All right. Now, I'm looking for Smiley Dog's partner, which I don't see. I don't know why. Usually, he's in the zoo here. That's what I call the zoo. It's a big pen. Huge pen. I see the pigs. But I don't see Smiley Dog's partner today. Smiley Dog, where's your partner? Huh? Where's your partner? I'm looking. I don't see your partner. I don't even... Oh, wait a minute. There's your partner way down. And there he comes. There's the partner. He was sitting way down. And he's running up to meet me and say hi. Smiley Dog, go see your little partner. Look. Yeah, I'll go with you. Okay, let's go see your partner. Okay, there's your partner. Yeah. There's the two of you right now. There's Mr. Smiley Dog, and there's Mrs. Smiley Dog. And there they are. And look at that. He's scratching himself. She's scratching herself. Okay. So, that was good. Good old Smiley Dog's happy. She's not jumping all over me, not trying to knock me over. And I think she's going to stay here with her partner there. All right. So, anyway, but getting back to, you know, one thing good about what I do is I got to meet, you know, hundreds of people. I mean, probably even more, you know, on my videos and on my channel and this and that. So it's a nice thing knowing you're not alone. And that usually when people subscribe to your channel, they kind of like what you do. And they probably have some views similar to yours. Now remember, we're not all going to agree on everything. Like, you know, I've already had my runaround with the religion. And I've already made a lot of enemies there when I did that. And I really don't plan on doing that again. Unless someone brings it up for me. And then I get to refute something. And I will gladly do that. But I'm not going to do that again because it just creates enemies. And people can't separate religion and other things. You know what I mean? People are really into religion. They're into what they believe. And, you know, there's nothing you can show them that's going to change them. So, but if you ask me something about my belief system or what I believe or whatever, I gladly tell you. And then if you say something like I'm wrong, then I'll just say why. And we could have a discussion there. But anyway, you know, when they say don't discuss religion and politics, they ain't kidding. Especially religion. Forget, I mean, politics is one thing, you know, because people see politically things are just really bad. And, you know, now we have a big thing politically with the Trump supporters, you know, that people that support Trump. And they just can't stand to hear that Trump is not a good guy. You know, oh no, there's a guy on BitChute. I won't even watch his videos. You know, Turley or something like that. I see it in the notifications. You folks, if you ever go up in the right-hand corner of BitChute, where you sign in or whatever, oh, I hear the birds. They're going south. There they go. They're going south. I don't know where south, but they're going south. So up in the right-hand corner of BitChute, if you subscribe to people's sites, I subscribe. Anybody that puts a good video up that I like, I subscribe to them. Because I figure if they put one good video up, they're probably going to put others. And so what happens is you'll see a little, I think it's a bell or whatever. It says notifications. And you'll see how many people are given notifications that have put videos up. And that's where I get a lot of my videos. I will go there and looking, and I'll see a lot of my videos that are there because I can't comment now, but when I was commenting, and I try to follow through with the notifications. And so that's why you'll see me putting a lot of different type of videos up. I mean, I'm not just putting, I mean, even though my site is a Holocaust, you know, type of denial site, you know, coming against the Holocaust nonsense, I put other stuff up there to keep people interested in other things. Because I'm not just a one-trick pony on just the Holocaust. I'll talk about anything. But since nobody's doing what I'm doing with the Holocaust, for the most part, unless you know somebody that is, let me know. I'll be happy to talk to them. Love to interview them. You know, whatever. But, you know, primarily, I work on the Holocaust videos. And right now, I'm up to over 3,800 videos on my BitChute channel. That's a lot of videos, folks. I only got 7,200 subscribers. So, you know, and plus, you know, most of the videos are my videos that I do. Well, they were in the past, and now I'm starting to put other people's videos up too. So, in anything good, or, you know, I'll even put little funny things up every now and then, just to kind of diversify, to make the channel. See, I don't want them looking at my channel as just being a Holocaust channel, even though that's what I feel it is. You know, because they might at some point say, well, this guy's a Holocaust denier, and we're taking the video down. I mean, taking the whole site down, which could happen. I'm not saying it couldn't happen, even still, but whatever. You know, I just try to make the site interesting, and I hope you people see it is. But I get to meet all these good people that subscribe. Some people like me, some people don't. You know, they really seem to come against me and Phil with the fake news stuff. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable how people just react and get so mad when you tell them something that's not true, or you give your opinion that it's not true. See, I look at life this way. I will talk to everybody. I don't care what your views are. I'll talk to Jews. I'll talk to Muslims. I'll talk to Catholics and Protestants, flat earthers, Christian identity, and I have. And I let them have their say, because that's the whole point of my BitChute channel. What do you think about this? And then they give their opinion about this. But people get mad when I have fake Duke's Phil on, and they're getting all pissed off. And why you have him on? That really makes your credibility look stupid if you have him on. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on here, folks. Nothing makes me look stupid. I'm just presenting information. Okay? I have an opinion. Phil has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion. If you don't like the opinion, then go somewhere else and watch some other knucklehead on YouTube, you know, playing with cats or dogs or whatever, filming some stupid kid jumping off a roof into barbed wire or whatever. Hey, you could do that, all right? Again, we're here to have discussion. And I know one person on my channel, Dave Bailey, his name is Alba Voce, V-O-C-E. He posts. He gets so mad with Phil. I mean, he just goes ape mental on Phil. And then this really kind of put me on the edge on this one, when he said that he knew somebody in the Boston Marathon that got injured or got hurt or whatever. And I'm saying, oh boy, he's really off the deep end now. And I think he might even say been killed. But the Boston Marathon was the biggest fake news you could ever imagine. And they had these firecracker bombs, I call them, and they couldn't kill anybody. But he believes, just because somebody knew somebody that, you know, got hurt or had their legs blown off or whatever. So, I don't know how he could believe that, but let him believe it. Hey, he has the perfect right to put his nonsense too on in his comments. But some people just can't stand when someone says something's fake. Because what happens is, it's called cognitive dissonance. We have been so brainwashed, and our minds have been wired to believe something. All right? So now, when you show them that it could be wrong, it actually creates pain in their brain. I'm telling you. And that is the reaction that you get from people. It's painful when someone exposes, you know, what you're doing is wrong. And, you know, whatever. You know, I know when I was brought up Catholic, and then I didn't agree with the Catholic Church. I left that. I became a Jehovah's Witness. And then I found out that these people here are crazy, you know, the way they did things. And I opposed them, and they end up kicking me and my brother out first, and then me later for questioning. See, that's why I got kicked out. It wasn't that I did something wrong. You know, and they kicked me out, and they charged me. They had to get something biblically to charge me with. And here's what they charged me with. I'm just trying to look at the field here. I see a little dog running around over there. All right. I hear another dog barking over there. I don't see the cows out over here, though. Here's the big field here. This is 450 acres here, folks. Big, big, big piece of property there. But I don't see the cows. They might be on the other side. But anyway, just to show you how dishonest Jehovah's Witnesses were, So they had a disfellowship me on something biblical. So there's a term in the Bible, in your Bible it might be a different translation, but whatever. That it was loose conduct. Yeah, that's what they charged me with. But when you hear that term, what do you think about? You think about this guy is behaving immodestly or immorally, right? That's what I would think of. Nope. It meant I disobeyed the elders. That's what it was. It was loose conduct. See, they had nothing. They had nothing biblically to charge me with, because there was nothing I was doing wrong except questioning the organization and how it functioned and what it did and the people in it that were doing wrong things. And so when I met before the elders, when they had to bring up my case and do this, they had to just think of something. And because the fact is, they didn't like that I spoke against the Watchtower organization, which they feel is inspired by God, even though they say no. That's why they kicked me out. Loose conduct. Unbelievable, folks. So I just thought I'd add that to the fire today, just to show you some of the crazy things that happen. Okay, moving on. I got my notes here. I want to talk about, well, anyway, let me finish up. Again, that's the problem when I go off script here. I want to finish off with that point about people when they hear something that goes against what they've been taught. It is painful. There's no doubt about it. And I'll get a lot of people even, you know, commenting on my site. And they'll say stuff against me and say, you know, well, you know, if they lie blatantly and then they keep saying it, then I delete them, block them, whatever. But if they really don't understand, you know, what I'm saying. And one guy said, you know, I don't really think you're, you know, you have like more or less the intellectual capacity or whatever. Okay, thank you. Yeah, very much. Yeah. Look at, if you want to get your own site and you want to put your stuff up there, you're welcome to do it. But it's so easy to come to somebody else's site and criticize them on their views, which are just views, folks. I'm just giving you my opinion. Nothing I say is etched in stone. And nothing you say is etched in stone. Nothing is etched in stone. It's an opinion, and that's what you believe. We'll find out in the end, you know, even religiously, who's on the right page. But I think, here's how I look at it religiously, from a God perspective. I think God, he pities us. And he looks at us, as Jesus did, as sheep being thrown about. And the shepherds who are supposed to be helping us, the people that are in these churches are supposed to be helping us, the priests, you know, all the guys, Protestant guys, pastors, whatever. They're supposed to be helping us, shepherding us, and helping, but they're not. They're abusing us. They're taking advantage of us materially, whatever. Big control factor going on. The governments, same thing. Big control factor going on. Telling us lies, you know, presenting information they know is a lie. And they know the media is presenting it. It's a lie. Remember I talked about the other day? I couldn't remember the whole act. It's called the Smith-Mundt Act. How the mainstream media, they know they're lying and they can do it and get away with it. So, isn't that nice to know? That our media out there is lying to us, and we know they're lying. We know they're lying about what's going on in Gaza. We know they're lying about what's happening with the Israelis there. Everything's a big lie. And they just promote the lie, and the government's lying about what they're doing. When they get into skirmishes and they go invade countries and they make up reasons, oh, weapons of mass destruction. we're going in there because they got weapons of mass destruction. Let me see. Slingshots, rocks, you know, all those type of things. You know what I'm saying? Gotta watch out for that, you know. And so this is how wars start. They all start with lies. They don't start with truth. It's all something that they made happen to get us involved and believe that we're doing it for the right cause. You see what they do? So your government, you know, I remember years ago when I was a kid, I used to, you know, always think, oh, you know, the government is, you know, taking this product off the, you know, whatever shelves. It's a bad product or whatever. Oh, man, this is so great. They're really, really stopping bad things from coming on the shelves. And then you find out it's all bullshit. You know, a lot of this stuff that happens like that economically, they it's economic sabotage and all that. You know, they get at somebody to take their product off. So, I don't know. It just makes you sick to see, you know, what's going on there. Everybody's lying. Nobody cares. You know what I mean? And goes on and on. Boy, we had two or three cars go by today. I don't know what it is today. Busy day. Very rarely do I, if I get one car, that's pretty good. But I got, I think, three already. So anyway, that's where we stand there. You have to understand that everything is a lie. And it's been this way since the beginning of time. Okay? It really has. So, you gotta really, if you really want to investigate it, which is really hard to do today, folks, it's hard to investigate this stuff because the way, you know, we only can investigate with the computers. And the search mechanisms are so, you know, so bad. They only will allow certain things you can find. They keep all the other good information away. That's why I recommend Yandex. That's a good one. And there's other ones too. I mean, sure, if you guys have good search engines that you want people to know about, post it on the site. Show us what you have to do searches if you feel it's a good search engine. Forget Google, DuckNGo, you know, all these search engines that, you know, the mainstream media uses. You're never going to find the truth that way. And that's why what's good about, you know, the people that I associate with and the people on my BitChute channel, they know a lot. They have a lot of good information they share. And that's where, you know, I've learned a lot from them. So even though I do my own videos here, giving you my opinion, where do you think I get this information from? A lot of it I get from people that share it with me. And I try to read the right books. Oh, and by the way, I don't want to forget this. Dave Gehary is republishing the Myth of German Villainy, okay? And that's on Money Tree Publishing, okay? MoneyTreePublishing.com site. And I think it's going to come out very soon, within a week or two maybe or whatever. But that's a book that is a must have in your repertoire of books. Top one, honestly. That's the top one. Reason why I say it's the top one, because Ben Bradbury, who has recently died within the last couple of years, you know, and I interviewed Ben Bradbury, and you can watch that interview. And he was just incredible writing this book. I don't know how he did this in writing this book. Well, there's Smiley Dog again. Hi, Smiley Dog. You're back again. You're coming over to see me again. You're laying on. Look at that. You got all dirty now. You're going to have to get all cleaned up. But there you are. You're a good little puppy dog, and there's your little partner there. Yeah, you've been a good girl today. Okay, you're going to walk with me? You can still walk with me if you want, but don't jump on me. I don't want you jumping on me. All right, so this Smiley Dog. I don't think she's going to come. But anyway, that book, folks, when I read that book, I learned so much because he explained in that book, and I don't know how this guy had got all this information, but, you know, he was a Navy guy. And I don't know, you know, some people are just, they got a knack for stuff. And he put a book together that explained everything about the, about how everything developed in the beginning, really starting around 1850, when really things starting to really happen that would affect us, with especially with the advent of Marxism and communism. And again, you're going up to the 1900s now, and how the communists took over way back then, 1900s, even before. They infiltrated a lot of Europe, trying to get their things going. And they tried in the beginning to get into Germany, you know, especially, you know, before, I believe before even what happened with the revolution in Russia at the time, when they killed the Tsar, I think 1917. But before that, you know, they were trying their best. I think it was before that, but it doesn't matter. It's all around the same time, you know. They try to get into Germany, I believe, after World War One, and they were shoved off by the World War One veterans. They came out, and they said, nope, you're not coming in here. So that was the first attempt that the communists tried to take over Germany. And why Germany? Why was that important? Because Germany was a real big industrial country at the time, moving up in the world, that taking over Europe, taking over England and France. So the communists tried their best to get in there, you know, right after the war, okay, and they didn't succeed. So where did they go next? Well, they went to Russia, I believe, and that's, you know, what happened with there. You know, they killed the Tsar and all that. But I'm not going to get into all that. That's a whole other story. You can read up all about that somewhere or whatever. Plenty of videos on BitChute about what happened there. But they weren't done. You know, after the war, after they destroyed, you know, Russia, then they moved on to other countries. And they made their plans to come back to Germany, you see. And that, you know, I'm talking now the 20s. The 30s, and you know, after World War One, Hitler obviously started thinking about what the hell is going on here and what these communists, the bastards, we got to do something about them. Just so happens, most of them are Jews, and so that's why Hitler did what he had to do. As he moved up, he was seeing who the problem people were, and that most of the Jews were communists, and so he made his move against them to stop this mess. And, you know, by the 30s, you know, then 1933, Hitler becomes chancellor, and then he ends up being appointed ruler, more or less, of the whole country. And he had sovereign power. I mean, he was able to make decisions that were tough decisions to make that actually impeded people's rights. But things were so bad that there was no other way of doing it. You know what it's like? It's like somebody having a gangrene leg, and look, and you're saying to them, look it, you can keep your gangrene leg and you're going to die, all right? Or we're going to rip the leg off, cut it off, and you're not going to have a leg. You're not going to be happy about that. So that's what Hitler did with Germany. When he took over, he said, look, this is going to be painful in the beginning. You know, a lot of you people might not like what I'm doing. You're going to have certain rights taken away. I'm going to get rid of the trade unions. I'm going to stop the banking system being run by the Rothschilds. There's going to be a lot of inconvenience here. And that's what he did. And he said to them, the German people, he goes, you give me 4 years, and I'm going to get everything back on track again. If you don't want me, then you could vote me out. And again, that's what happened. They could, you know, the people put Hitler in power. Just understand that. They want you to believe that they were forced to do this. They weren't. He was appointed overwhelmingly to his position. But again, the mainstream media wants you to believe that it was almost like with a gun to their back. That's why he was put in there. No, that wasn't the case. They loved him. When he got in there and he started making changes and things started looking up, you know, people, they started to have money now. They were working. The families were tied together. And that's why Hitler did not want a war. He did not want a war. And the only thing I can say Hitler was naive about And it's just like me with my immigration problem, thinking that people were going to see what I was saying about that. That you think that, you know, people are going to listen to you because you're saying something right? No. Doesn't work that way, folks. That's what I learned. I got involved in politics in the beginning thinking that, you know, I got the right view. And what I'm saying, if you do what I'm saying, everything's going to be great. Well, Hitler felt the same way. He thought that if he could get these people to see that my program in Germany is working, then these other people are going to follow along. But no, it didn't work that way. They didn't want it at all. They wanted nothing to do with it. And, I mean, it's a shame, right? So Hitler tried. You'll see in the beginning, again, the Jews don't want to admit this. Hitler made several peace proposals way before the war. He was trying to get these people on board with him with peace. He did not want a war. In fact, he didn't even have a buildup of the army until he saw the attitude of Britain and France and these people around him. In other words, it's like you making friends with somebody, and then you're hearing about your friend is doing something behind your back to take you down. And that's what happened with Hitler. So he's trying to make peace, and then he's finding out that, well, because, you know, Britain didn't have any army or anything particular to speak of, and, you know, whatever. I think France had the bigger army than anybody. So anyway, he's trying to make peace because he didn't want the war. He didn't want to slaughter people of his own, you know, group of people, because England and Germany, they're blood relatives. I mean, that's what they were. They were related through blood. So he tried several times to make peace, but in the background, he said, I better start building some armaments here because, you know, I don't have much going on right now. I got to start getting things going to put for, you know, protection. And the good thing he did. And of course, they weren't satisfied, Britain, France, and those allies there. And they just said, look, we got to take Germany down because Germany's exposing us. Because, you know, we're England and France and all those countries are tied into the European Rothschild banking system. And Hitler wasn't. He was getting away from it. And he was showing how successful he was. And a lot of people are jealous. They don't want to see somebody better than them. And that's what happened. And they had to make this war happen. Churchill knew there was peace. And then, you know, we see certain indications that show that Hitler didn't want the war. And the biggest example of this was at Dunkirk. All right, think about it. All these guys, I don't know how many thousands of soldiers, I think they said a couple hundred thousand, whatever, were there stranded on Dunkirk on the coast. And Hitler could have slaughtered all of them. But he didn't. He let them go because he figured this was going to be a nice thing to show that I'm not out here to destroy you people. I'm here to help you. And today people look at Dunkirk, oh, Hitler was weak, and Hitler made a big mistake there, and this and that. Well, it turned out, I suppose, to be a mistake, right? But still, you know, even if it didn't work out for Hitler and it came back to bite him in the ass, morally, he did what was right, right? I mean, you know, became a problem later. But morally, he did the right thing by allowing those men to survive. But they survived to come back later and fight against him later. But again, the Jews ran that story too. Hitler was weak and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. You know, when you look at what the hell's going on here. But let me get back to Ben Bradbury. I always get too far off track here. Ben wrote a tremendous book that everybody really should have this book. I'm just telling you. All right. MoneyTreePublishing.com is where you can get it. And even Dave Gaheri, he edited the book. He said he corrected a lot of like things that were not right in it, links that might have been off that aren't there anymore. So he edited it in a good way. So you're going to get a really good book, folks. And I don't know, it's about $30 or something like that. Well worth the money. I'm just telling you, you guys got to get that book. But I learned probably the most from that book than any other book that I ever read. Because it dealt with so many different topics. Let me just show you the kitties before I sit down. There's one kitty, there's the other kitty, and I don't see the other black cat. So let me just sit down, rest my bones. It doesn't get any easier for me. So that book explained to me, it finally came to me, what happened? Why did World War I happen? What was going on to make this to happen? And then, you know, led up to World War II. World War II is just an... World War I never ended, honestly. World War II is just an extension for the Jews because of the, the pledge that they were going to get America into the war. You know, they figured, well, we're gonna make World War II happen so we can get Palestine. And that's basically what they did. They had to continue the war, World War II. And what a problem that was. You know, that Balfour Declaration was a big, big thing. Little piece of paper, you know, getting America into the war. And what are they going to get for it? You know, what are the Jews going to get for this? They're going to get Palestine. All right. And here we are today talking about Palestine. Because it hasn't ended, has it? We still got the problem over there. I think the whole thing's being overblown of what they're saying is happening. So, you know, I was listening to Phil and his partner there that they had the interview today, which was really good. They explained some things about that too. Like I think it was brought up in that they're saying, like, they tell you there's 2.5 million people in Gaza. How the hell do we know how many people are in Gaza? I mean, the place, when you see all the video, the place looked like it's completely destroyed. So, have you thought that there might not be as many people there as you think? They're telling you 2 million people are there. But have you ever thought that maybe a lot of these people are not even there, and it's like an empty shell of a place, except maybe little pockets of people? Good question. I'm just asking. And now they're presenting to us, 2 million people live there, you know, and half of them are children. See, we don't know that. That's what they're telling us.
Wait a minute, Jim, you're criticizing this information here, and that's not right, you know.
Look it, I don't know anything about Gaza. I don't know who's there. Half of them children, I don't know. But are you going to get pissed at me because I'm saying I question it? You damn right I'm questioning it. I don't believe any of the bullshit they're telling me. And then I'm looking at video and I'm looking at pictures of the Palestinians are over there saying that, look at this picture of the baby, here, and look at this here. Wait a minute, that picture looks really dumb. It doesn't look real at all. You know, I saw Phil on his site, he puts a little cat, showing a little cat under the rocks. Oh, come on, folks. Really? If that cat was buried, that cat would be so dirty and messed up and broken legs and everything else. But you're going to believe it. And then the people on my bitch would shout, Jim, how dare you say it doesn't happen over there? Folks, you can't trust any of that information unless you have a friend over there that sent in you the video that he made showing it, and it looks good that that's what happened. I don't believe anything from them, and that's one thing good that I have learned, you know, dealing with Phil and other people that question things. Question things, folks. Don't just accept it that it happened. There's a lot of issues here. And, that's all I do with my BitChute channel. I'll put a video up and say, for conversation, folks, what do you think of that? Jim, how dare you put that video up and you're saying that this didn't happen? Look it, I can give you my opinion. My opinion could be wrong, but what's the truth? Let's get down to the truth of it. And that's the whole point of what we do. Okay, here's that black cat drinking some water. And the other cat over there is sleeping. And I don't know where the calico cat is, somewhere. But anyway, today is Tuesday. Miss Diane is coming back tomorrow. So you'll be able to see Miss Diane. Hopefully she'll be rested because she's going to travel a lot. And then she's going to drive after she gets to the airport. She's going to drive 2.5 hours to get back home. Isn't that exciting? I mean, I don't even think the trip on the plane was that far. Drive home in the car is worse. So she'll probably be pretty tired tomorrow. But I'm looking forward to her coming back. So that'll be good. I'm taking care of the fort, taking care of the cats, feeding them, watering them. And that's pretty much it. Okay, folks, my email is at the end of the video. And remember, I can't post on BitChute. They're stopping me from posting. I told Diane, get in touch with BitChute, find out what's going on. If you have to get in touch with me, if you have a comment and you think I'm avoiding you, I'm not. I just can't comment. Okay? So get back to me by email if you have something you want to say or you want me to look at something there, okay? I mean, you can put links on. I can see everything. I can read everything. I just can't comment on anything. So far, I don't know what the hell is going on there. All right, well, anyway, check that out, and happy to talk with you by email. All right, I'm Jim Rizzoli. I want to thank you for watching, and hopefully I will be here to talk to you tomorrow. Bye now.